Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, who's the proprietor of the Fire and Ice Spa and Commerce. Velvet, good morning.
Good morning.
Came across an article, and it's appropriate because here we are in the middle of the summer, but this article is on the wonderful properties of berries.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're plentiful. And I know some people probably grow them in gardens, and you can certainly get them in the store and get them at the farmer's market and so forth. But apparently there's just no berries that aren't good for you.
Right. And who doesn't want a berry? You know, we'll eat those right off the vine.
Sure. And then, of course, there's all kinds of things you can do with them. But there was in this article a long list of reasons for every different kind of berry. It's too much to go into. But what are some of the reasons why they're so good for us?
Well, we have to think about the fruit being really high in fiber. You know, we see our vegetables that are high in fiber, but actually, like the blueberries, you know, a cup of those have so much fiber in them. And Dr. Weil, who is very famous with holistic medicine, talks about the blackberry and the raspberry, and the blackberry in particular, because it helps to keep our digestive system moving. And anybody who's gone and picked blueberries off the vine knows that that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should say we have a blueberry farm out here south of town on university property. In fact, the university runs it, and people can go out there and pick their own blueberries I understand.
Yeah, they can pick their own, or they can buy them from them, or they can buy their jellies from them as well.
Uh-huh. And I think they're open on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned blackberries, and we were talking before we got started here. And they grow wild. Like my grandmother, who lived nearby here, had blackberries growing wild in the backyard, little cluster-like berries. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them much lately, though, and I don't see them much in the store, blackberries.
Well, yeah, some of the reason that you might be seeing them locally, though, is because we have had a drought. And they do require some water. So some of the vinage may have died off or have come down. Mm. And because of that, the birds are eating them more rated. You know, they're producing, the birds are eating them as soon as they're producing. But give us a lot of water and the blackberries will be coming back.
Hmm. And do you see them in the store?
Yeah, I see blackberries and raspberries.
Yeah, and that was another thing we were talking about. I don't think I've ever seen raspberries.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't been looking for them on the shelves in a store. See them in jelly and, you know, one thing and another, but not so much in the store. I will now look for them. Strawberries also very, very popular, maybe the most popular berry, and they're right. Very good for you.
Yes, they're packed with vitamin C and other nutrients too. And the nice thing about strawberries is that they're easy to utilize in multiple ways. With the blackberries and raspberries, you've got these tiny little seeds, and a lot of people aren't able to eat those. Now, even though the strawberry has the seeds, too, they don't get stuck in your teeth like the blackberry and the blueberry do.
Right. We're talking with Velvet Womack, who is our wellness commentator. Berries that are cooked in preserves or whatever, not as good as fresh, but maybe still there's some benefits too.
Right. We got to look at the process that fresh is the best, then frozen, and then as you get into your preserves or your juices, because your juices are going to be processed as well. But where we really kind of have a hiccup is the benefits, the health benefits, is when we start putting them in pies, because then you have the flour and the sugar and the butter, and it kind of negates its benefits.
Oh, but that's awfully good, those pies.
It is.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's right. But if you can get them as preserves with a minimum of processing,
yes,
a minimum of added sugar, then they're still good.
They
good
are.
You.
Yeah. And you know what? It is an acquired taste, because some of them are going to be tart when you're eating them like that. But after a while, you get used to that.
Right. Another article, and this has to do with Alzheimer's disease, which is a concern for everyone at some point as you get older. But this is linking what's good for the heart with what's good for the head. And the things that we do to preserve our heart also turns out to be good for the brain and to perhaps forestall Alzheimer's disease.
Absolutely. We have to remember that those two are so uniquely connected, and that one of the reasons that we've got to pay attention to this is because, and like you said earlier, everything with imbalance, absolutely. But when we're putting the smoking and the drinking in and it's obsessive, we're blocking those amino acids that we need. That's that protein that both the heart and the brain need in order to function appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's certain amount of research also that will say that, alcohol, a certain amount of alcohol is beneficial.
Right, and I think it's just one glass of the red wine is beneficial to the heart, but you can also get those same benefits just by drinking grape juice.
Hmm.
You know, they may not put you to sleep or relax you as much.
My mother would love to hear you say that.
Right.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and the proprietor of Fire and Ice Spa and Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.